So you were saying before, like, how you did no homework on the weekend, really? Like, how was that?
I didn't do anything at all over the weekend because of my birthday. Yeah. I meant to sit down yesterday afternoon and do some study because I'm so ridiculously behind. It's not even funny. But I ended up going to Tam's yesterday afternoon instead because I dropped her home. And I ended up staying there and talking to her for ages. And then David called me and said, can you pick up our other friend and bring her back to our house? Because we've got a couple of people coming over for drinks for your birthday, and I was like, oh God, why? I need to stay. Didn't get to do anything Saturday because we didn't get home from the wedding reception that we went to until I think it was about midnight, after midnight. So I'm walking through the door going, hey, it's my birthday and I haven't slept. And then my friend sent me a message at 10 past 12 in the morning and she was like, happy birthday! I'm like, yeah,
I was going to do that because actually I was awake at like 2 o'clock in the morning on your birthday. I was like, I should say I'm probably asleep.
I was so tired, man, seriously, because I had to drive. David had a drink, so I had to drive because he can't drive when he's been drinking at the moment. And I was so ridiculously tired, I was falling asleep on the way home in the car, just going drive, 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 falling asleep, drive, 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 falling asleep, and I was so scared that we were going to have an accident, but we got home alive, obviously, thankfully.
Well, I didn't get to do much work either, because my hand.
I was
trying to do, like, transcription, like, going through the online tutorial and just, like, writing it all down, but my hand started to hurt, like, even using the computer. Like, of course, I managed it on Facebook because nothing's going to stop me doing that. But
I'm
trying to write the status, but it's hurting my hand. But I have the status.
My status.
Yeah, I was literally sitting there just like, ow, ow. Like the first day, because it did hurt a lot the first day.
That's a diehard Facebook addict.
Mm-hmm.
I have a burn covering my whole hand, but I still have to write a status update.
Yeah. That's but crazy. I did get to write a bit in class today, like you saw, holding the pen awkwardly. I was like, I look like one of those kids. You know how kids hold the pen?
Yeah.
And they're just like, I thought that was pathetic, you know, like since I was kind of, the teacher was kind of looking at me, like, you know, you're right there, or do you want to step outside for a moment, or do you want to skip this class?
Do you need some help?
Yeah. I should have asked him, like, can you write for me this class? Write down all the answers.
Like, excuse me, I need a scribe.
Yeah.
Can you write for me,
please? You seem to be handy sitting right next to me. But yeah, I did some of the interview questions this morning for the students. And I don't know, because actually so many Japanese students that I know, they've only ever gone to university in Australia. And we're meant to be asking about, you know, like, university life in Japan. I'm like, well, that's going to be kind of hard. So thank goodness we have it on Thursday.
That could be awkward, just writing questions. So, what's university like in Japan?
Well, actually, I went to university in Australia. That's it. Interview over.
It's like, I have no idea what university in Japan is.
Yeah, but I've just been, like, writing the question in English first and then trying to translate it into Japanese, which was interesting, but...
That was always the one thing that I tried not to do because I'd write all of these really interesting, complicated sentences in English.
And then you're like, oh crap, now I have to translate
it. And then I'm looking at it going, I have no idea how to put that into Japanese.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I found. Like, I'll write like a good grammatical sentence in English and then actually when I go back and look at my my translation, it's actually quite different. Like, I'll say, like, did your parents help you get into university or whatever? Then the Japanese person would be like, what role did your parents play in you getting to university? So it's actually kind of different.
Yeah, you can't directly translate a lot of those questions because...
Exactly, well, that's what we're talking about. Speaking of topic change,
excellent.
I was on...
Hey,
long time no see. Yeah, I know. I was on, sorry. I was watching... What was I watching? Oh, geez. Some program on TV and they were talking about you know, like the earthquake in Japan, and I just noticed so many times after doing Japanese linguistics, you know, he would be like Kobe and stuff like that. Like, now I know what he's doing wrong, now I know how he's pronouncing it wrong and stuff like that because of Japanese linguistics. I was like, now how would I put that in the phonetic alphabet and stuff like that?
Actually, that reminds me of something that happened on the weekend.